Young people, as well as others, sing with me this song that we want to introduce our lesson with today. And that's the idea of corrections of those errors in the religious world in which we live. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Reason for mentioning this particular song and singing this song today is to emphasize the fact that the religious world at large looks at a sanctuary as just the physical building. You've heard about coming into the sanctuary, not taking food into the sanctuary, being a person who has a meeting in the sanctuary, the wedding will be held in the sanctuary, just a physical building. Yet the scripture speaks in regard to our being this sanctuary. We are the sanctuary of the Spirit of God. He lives within our daily walk of life. It is the case that spiritually speaking, we're to be people who follow the way of God because we're honoring His right way and His righteous way as we go through life. There are many other things along the world in which we live that are not correctly taught. Not of God's word, not of God's will at all. And we want to consider those particular things today in regard to the identity of the Lord's church. When Jesus promised to build His church and the gates of Hades, He said, will not prevail against it, He's speaking regarding His death. The fact that I will die will not stop that church from coming about. It'll not stop that church from being in existence. I will build my church and the gates of Hades, the place of the dead, will not prevail against it. It is the case that Jesus would build His church, and truthfully it was. On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when the people were saved from their sins, in Acts 2 verse 38, they were told to repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins. They that gladly received His word were baptized. And the same day was added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. There you read in Acts chapter 2 at 46. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And the Lord added daily to the church those that were being saved. The people saved from sin were not just saved by the Lord and allowed to be there alone in the world in which they live, but He wanted them to be a part of the called out assembly, the called out people, the church. When that word ecclesia is used, it's the word of ek, to call out of, ecclesia, call out of the world, call out of lost condition, called out of those things that are not right with God. Called into the church, into the body of Christ, into that relationship with the Lord where we'll honor His way and embrace His way and love His way. And as we learn more and more of His will, we'll see how wonderful it is to partake of the Lord's Supper in a proper way. The brethren at Corinth were eating and drinking condemnation to their souls. 1 Corinthians 11, beginning verse 20. If we were today were to adopt the attitude of those brethren at Corinth, we too would be eating and drinking condemnation to our souls. As we partook of this bread, partook of this fruit of the vine, we have no more mind about it, no more thought about it than they did at Corinth. We would be eating and drinking condemnation to our souls. But if we would eat, thinking of the body of the Lord and thinking of the blood of the Lord that was shed for us, and the hope that we now have in the remission of our sins, we would find a wonderful joy in the sense of our relationship with one another and our relationship with the Lord. We would leave such a service as this every time with the hope that we have and the thankfulness for the Lord shedding His blood and giving His body to be broken for us. And a reminder of it was done in such a service. Let's be people who follow the right things of the Lord. And in so doing, we go to the Scripture and we open the Scripture and we see what's said there. Everyone that follows us in our internet system, and this lesson will be on internet in just a few hours of time today, They will study the Word of God with us because we mentioned those verses like Acts 2 and 47, and the Lord added daily to the church such as should be saved. And they'll recognize that what we're preaching and teaching is not our own made up doctrine, not our own made up way. We're staying within the context of what's said there. We're staying in the definition of the words that are used there. And thus the application of it will be for us to honor God's right way and God's righteous ways. The churches of Christ are well known to be people who followed that way. Why did that come about? Someone read back yonder when, as they were studying the pages of the Bible, that Jesus promised his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not will be condemned. He noted to them this important matter, to go and teach others the gospel. As they went to teach others the gospel, perhaps they were teaching a part of the gospel and didn't teach all of the gospel. Left out that part that says, the Lord added daily to the church those that were being saved. The relationship that we have with Him is in the church of our Lord. When we're saved from our sins, God did not wish us to just be saved and leave us, but wished us to be a part of His body, the church. And as a result of that relationship, we help one another to know more and more of God's will for us as we walk from day to day. As we sang this song together, O Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Preparing my heart, my life, for you to live within my heart and my life. As in 1 Corinthians 6, it mentions regarding the Spirit of God living within our lives. And not just by a way of a frame of a building and the stained windows that are there and the glass that is colored. And the way that we meet together in this building is a wonderful thing. We're thankful to the Lord that this is provided for us. It shelters us from the storms, from the winds, from the waves, from the rains that come. But it is a building. It is an auditorium. The sanctuary described in 1 Corinthians 6 is within the heart. And as we worship and serve the Lord, from that heart we pray. From that heart we participate in the Lord's Supper. From that heart we sing. From that heart we study His Word together. From that heart we give a proof of our love for the work of the Lord to go on here and around the world. That's God's plan. And as we do that, we want to teach our children after us and our grandchildren after us that we go to worship the Lord. We don't just go to church. The phraseology, we'll go to church, is the idea of going to that building, that location. Has no reference to a relationship of people and a relationship to the Lord Himself. But if we talk about this to the standpoint of our children, that we go together to worship the Lord. Now then we bow before Him. And if I come out of this building and say, you know, I didn't think about the Lord a single time. Till He was mentioned by the preacher or mentioned by a song, I didn't think about the Lord a single time. I need to myself look up and ask God to forgive me. I didn't realize the importance of this gathering. I didn't realize that you were to be honored and bowed before and praised for your hope and salvation. This important matter with my heart was missing. I didn't think about it. And as I go forth in my week, I don't think about Him when I eat a meal. I don't think about Him when I lie down to sleep at night. I don't think about Him at all. When I wake up, I'm quick and fast to get dressed and get busy and get my coffee and get on to my work. But I don't think about Him. Now then, what strength do I get from Him as I live that day to day? Did not our Lord Jesus regarding this church, the kingdom of God's dear Son. In Matthew 6:33, say the following: Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'll have the blessings of God in my daily walk of life, the work that I do, the success that I have, the kind of administration work that I do. I'll have that in my life as I seek first the kingdom of God. That kingdom is described in Colossians 1:13, that he has delivered us. God has delivered us. And thanks be to God the Father for delivering us from the power of darkness and to the kingdom of his dear Son. When we're delivered from darkness and wrongdoing into the kingdom of God's dear Son, we're in a relationship that he wanted us to have. You noted there in Acts 2:47, he added daily to the church those that were being saved. Now, when I talk about added us to the kingdom there in Colossians 1:13, how do I know that that kingdom is the church? Well, I want to know from this standpoint. I turn a few chapters later in Colossians chapter 4, and I read that he says to the brethren there at Colossae, take this letter I've written to you to the church which is at Laodicea, and get the letter that I wrote to them. He wrote it to the people who were added to the kingdom. Yet they're the people over there in Colossae and in the region of Laodicea, which were added to the church. Another thing that was set out for us, that kingdom and church are the same people, is the Lord's Supper itself. Jesus there in Matthew 26:26-29, talked about eating the bread and drinking the fruit of the vine in remembrance of him. And reference made to that matter was, I, Jesus said, will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine with you, until that day that I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. That word new is not a newness in reference to time. That word new used in that passage is a reference to way of manner. Here I am sitting with you at this table. I'm drinking this fruit of the vine with you. I'm telling you this is to remind you of my blood that's shed for many for the remission of your sins. But I will not drink any more of this with you. I won't be here on earth next time. Next time that you gather and remember me, I'll be in heaven itself. In heaven itself, I will drink of it with you, because I will drink the spiritual fruit of the vine. You will be there on earth. You'll be remembering me, but I will partake of it with you in a new way. That new way in reference not of time, but in reference of manner. And thus Jesus went on to glory, and he does partake of it with us. Yet in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning verse 20, the church of God which is at Corinth was messing up partaking of the Lord's Supper. They were rushing it up and eating the bread and drinking the fruit of the vine, and they were not thinking about the Lord. They mixed it up with their other foods that they had there for the day and made it, Paul says, not the Lord's supper, but your own supper. Read it there in 1 Corinthians 11, beginning verse 20. They were not eating of the Lord's supper. They were eating their own supper. And thus he then says, eating and drinking condemnation to your souls. They were not doing the right thing. Told to repent of that matter and tarry one for another till they all gather together. So let you eat of this bread and drink of this fruit of the vine in remembrance of what he has done for us. The brethren in 1 Corinthians are told that they're not doing it right. Eating and drinking condemnation is a bad thing. But as we turn on in the pages of the scripture to 2 Corinthians, the second letter that he wrote to them, probably actually the third letter, because he mentions about a previous letter in the writing that he did there. But in what we know as 2 Corinthians, in reference to chapter 6, 7, and 8, what do we see? They had repented. They had turned away from their practice, turned away from doing it wrong, and turned over doing it right. When we're taught right and taught the Scripture and we read the Scripture ourselves and we see what God has said, we can make corrections in our lives. How many of us look at a time in life when we left out the Lord behind? We just left Him behind. We left the doors of the building and then we left Him behind. We didn't think about Him at all and didn't participate in any kind of service for Him at all. But somewhere along the way, somebody on a radio program, somebody with a tract that they handed to us and we read, somebody just talking with us and discussing things with us, reminded us of. And there was a conviction that came within our hearts. That conviction that came within us reminded us, I need to appreciate more this Lamb of God who came and offered His body and His blood for me. For the forgiveness of my sins, I need to thank Him more. And thus I went back to the local congregation. I began to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I began to participate in this in such a way that my brethren together and we together grew in the knowledge of the Lord and thankful in the knowledge of the Lord. We became aware of other missionaries who were going places teaching that initial gospel of the Lord. We began to support some of them in the way that we could. Our prayers became more meaningful about the needs of mankind. Our prayers became more meaningful about the needs of those that are in times of illness and sickness and the disease that they face. We rejoiced when we left that service because God was remembered in everything. Jesus was remembered in everything. And these things that He promised in Matthew 6 were added unto me. Food, clothes, and shelter. What a blessing I have in serving the cause of God. And a righteous thing that I'm doing as I remember Him. Joy came within our hearts, didn't it? And thrill came within us in our relationship to the Lord as we came back to that right way. That's what these brethren had there in Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. They repented and they had a joy that came within them because now they were back in a right relationship with the Lord. What a blessing it was and is for them and can be for you and for me today. As we talk about this particular subject, we're talking about things that are righteous and good and helpful to our lives. Let's love the Lord for His body's sake. Be within the sanctuary of the Lord to worship Him and to bow before Him. And not just to come to church, to a building. And view it in that way so that as we leave, we never thought about Him. Oh my, let's think about Him and let's worship Him in spirit and in truth. Thank you for listening, your study with us today. We pray for that all those who hear this by way of our internet system, and you can get to our internet if you have not yet the knowledge of where it's located, right there on the front of your bulletin. It's right there, and also on the cards that have the calendars on the back of them. The address is right there. And I remind people to say that the lady who put me, the man who put me into this, these are good webmasters and everything. They actually protect us very, very well. There are hackers that want to destroy people coming to our website here at Crockett. They want to destroy it. And they come on there and they put people into a way of which they do little markings and everything. Well, these fellows really study that and they know that it's happening and they block them from getting us changed over to some other place, which is not good, not helpful. And they can hear us around the world. Last week when we had our lecture program and we had Brother Stephen Sutton that night and the singing and put on the website, before we got to Monday morning, we had people on the far side of this earth who wrote us and thanked us for the songs that they heard, for the joy that they heard in the song. They could sense, they said, the joy of the singing through the sound of the words that were being sung. These are people in some places that they go to walking on Friday to get there on Saturday evening to hear that internet site. They walked all day Friday and most of Saturday to arrive there. What a blessing it is to have you listening today and studying with us and knowing the joy of following the truth and the righteous ways of God and identifying His body, the church. Let's be people who follow His right way. The song of encouragement is provided this morning for us to sing together. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation, as they did on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, repent and be baptized. Or if you have been wandered away from the Lord, repent and be prayerful, as Simon did in Acts chapter 8. You will find a real joy in Him. Let's stand together as we sing this good old hymn. Addition to the church family here, and his daughter Kelly is getting married this coming Saturday. And the congregation here at Crockett wants to be a small part in helping them to begin their new chapter in their lives. And if you would, James, come here and let me give you this particular card that has within it a type of a gift card that they'll be able to use and travel. They'll be able to use if they need some gasoline as they travel to get back home. And whatever have you. It's just a good thing to be done. And thank the brethren for this contribution that was made. All of our little contributions added together made up a really nice gift card. Thank you, brother. Thank God you. Bless you. All right.
Are there any other announcements?
Amen.